Regional Health System.
This is Mid-Maryland's home for Rush Limbaugh. Free Talk 930 WFMD.
Day 24 at WFMD. Somebody News Express, good morning. Somebody Mayor Bob Miller. You can find us on Facebook. You do that by just typing in Facebook/BobWFMD. It's the new personality page. Some of you may go, hey, Bob, how come we're no longer friends on Facebook? Well, that would be why. Maryland Assembly, the legislative session has ended. Lawmakers, of course, adjourned last night at midnight before the House could pass a bill to increase the number of licenses for growers of medical marijuana. The House and Senate had differences between the number of licenses to add to the 15 now allowed under the law. The House had sought to increase the licenses by 5 to boost minority-owned businesses after a disparity study. So, only white folk growing weed. White folk, yes. The rednecks are growing weed. Well, yes, we got to make sure that we've got Hispanics and African-Americans. We've got Canadians. Well, can't the Canadians be growing the weed, too? If you, this is going to sound, I'm going to get myself in trouble. If you really want the good weed, shouldn't you be allowing the people who are bringing most of it into the country? The Colombians? We should allow them to be growing the weed. We got to make sure that everybody who wants to grow the weed can grow the weed. Well, what's that on the app? I thought we were supposed to be becoming a nation that doesn't see color, but I guess on your weed grower application, you're going to have all the ethnicities out there so we make sure that we, you know, that we disperse the weed growing licenses properly to the, you know, the proper socioeconomic groups, you know, we got, hey, you know, why we just can't let the, you know, hey, if it's not just your color of your skin, but we've got to also now, hold it, the poor people got to be able to grow the weed and the rich people, and don't forget, we can't forget the middle class people growing the weed too. We got to make sure everybody gets a chance to grow the weed. Well, hold it a second. Why only people over 50 get to grow the weed? I'm 23. I'm a much better weed grower than they are. I know how to. I went to college to learn how to grow weed. I did my best growing when I was in college. Well, I'm a weed tester. I should be able to do it too. Okay, I'm sorry. It's silliness. That we have actually people sitting out there and that we've elected to go, well, yes, I think that it is that we really do need to make sure that if anybody and everybody who wants to, we got to make sure that we give minorities a chance to grow the weed. Just let everybody grow the weed then. I mean, that's what, you know, that's where we're 2 years away from that. If it's not next year, we're 2 years away from it. To just legalizing the whole thing. And then if you're going to do that, you might as well legalize everything else. I mean, for goodness sakes, we got now drinking alcohol before 10 o'clock or at 10 o'clock in the morning now on a Sunday morning. So let's make sure that you're schnockered before you go to the late service at your church. Go get your mimosa and your eggs and your hash browns. And I'll take a Jack Daniels with that as well. That's what they were doing down in Annapolis. Now, they did some good things in Annapolis, and we'll talk about that coming up at the Morning News Express on Free Talk 930 WFMD. But what do you say we take a phone call here real quick. Nope, you're gone. 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. Get in on this conversation after the news at the bottom of the hour. But first, let's get a look at 930 WFMD traffic for Mid-Maryland commuters. Hey, females, we can't leave the females out growing the weed, Katie Ryan.
You cannot.
Nope. FMD. You know what? Apparently, I left a group out of there, and our buddy Farrell going to tell me about that one.
Transgender weed growers.
What? Oh, how could I forget them? But now hold it a second, because it depending on the day, they could be the minority or the majority.
Well, you know, if you smoke this stuff, you don't know whether you want to be male or female. I mean, did you ever see a movie called Grandma's Boy?
No.
Oh my gosh, you got to look it up on Netflix.
Okay.
It's hilarious.
All right.
And this this guy that's on there, he says, oh, they call this weed Frankenstein. And he goes, because if you smoke this, you walk around like Frankenstein.
Well,
hilarious.
I might have known a couple of friends who did that and might have been growing that stuff. 8:30 at WFMD. It's the Morning News Express.
We're keeping Thurmont and Urbana informed. 9:30 WFMD.